Drought conditions have been observed on all the major Hawaiian islands this summer. Although hurricanes and earthquakes may come to mind, drought is actually one of the costliest natural disasters. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the average drought causes more than $9 billion worth of damage in the U.S. That puts abnormal dryness as the second most costly natural disaster, behind only hurricanes. You might think that drought isn't an issue for Hawaii with our moisture-laden trade winds and winter rainy season, but in fact, it's just the opposite.
This 2007 to 2014 drought was the most severe and longest duration drought we've seen on record.
Abby Frazier researches drought at the East-West Center in Honolulu. She says the severity of the seven-year drought was unprecedented in 100 years of data. That prolonged drought had major economic consequences for Hawaii's agriculture industry.
Revenue losses for the ranching industry on the order of about $44.5 million. They lost over 20,000 head of cattle, and it's expected to take another 10 to 14 years to recover fully.
The cost goes beyond business losses. The federal government paid Hawaii ranchers $50 million from a livestock insurance program as a result of the drought losses. Crops were also affected. Since 1996, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has paid out $10 million in crop insurance to drought-stricken Hawaii farmers, making it the leading cause of crop insurance payouts in the state. So what actually causes the unusually dry weather? It's a complex mix of precipitation, temperature, and global airflow that can be difficult to predict. But there is one thing we know brings drought potential.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino.
In Hawaii, the climate phenomenon known as El Nino can bring drought conditions. Comedian Chris Farley didn't get it quite right in that famous skit from Saturday Night Live. El Nino Southern Oscillation, as it's officially known, isn't a tropical storm, but rather a cyclical disruption of normal water and air currents in the Pacific Ocean.
So every 2 to 7 years, the trade winds weaken, and then you have this warm water appearing in the East Pacific. So when this happens, we have an El Nino phenomenon developing.
Christina Karam-Peridu researches El Nino at UH Manoa. Abnormal temperatures and rain levels are common symptoms of El Nino, but the exact effects vary widely around the world.
Here in Hawaii, during the development of the El Nino, you actually have wetter conditions, but then those rapidly deteriorate, and as we go into the next year, we have dry conditions.
But Karam-Peridu cautions that no two El Nino events are the same, and it's difficult to predict their exact impact. She also says the global climate phenomenon has a much shorter duration than Hawaii's costly, record-breaking seven-year drought, so there were likely other causes behind that event. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.